This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Martin Fritches. How are you, Martin?
Wonderful, Robert. Thank you for being here.
And Martin is the president of a company I think everyone has actually heard of called Rolls-Royce Motor Cars of North America. I bet there's not one person who is not familiar with the brand. But from your perspective, what is the Rolls-Royce brand really all about?
I mean, that's true. Everybody knows Rolls-Royce, but what I have been seeing here in the last year and a half that I am in this role, function here for North America, everybody knows the name, but they don't really know or even, I would say, understand what lays behind the brand and actually what kind of products we also offer. And this, I think, that's one of the major game changers that is currently happening, is trying to explain to the audience, not only to customers to reinforce it, but also to potential customers and this younger generation, what is our brand about. And going to your initial question, I mean, Rolls-Royce is not only a brand that represents or offers products for wheels, but most importantly, it's a lifestyle, it's an experience. It's about bespoke, it's about the craftsmanship. And at the end, it's about an overall lifestyle of really something very exclusive and unique.
When you say that it's something people don't really understand, you're saying it's really more of a lifestyle than an automobile.
Correct. And because within the automotive industry, we are in the pinnacle, really, of this industry. As I said, we don't sell just an asset, a product from go to A to B. But moreover, and particularly to the audience we talk to, and of course also because of the price ultimately, we sell a piece of art. We sell something very unique, something that really is important for the customer to own it, to live it, and ultimately also to show it off.
So when you talk about the customer experience, what is it about your customers that you look to and you say, here's how we can even exceed their expectations? Because they already have a very high expectation going in, getting and being involved with a premier brand in the world.
Yeah, maybe you have to go a little bit back. It starts, I mean, most of our customers, I would even say all of them, it's not just the fact of simply buying a car. It all starts way behind the moment where they decide, okay, I deserve a Rolls Royce. It's all about an initial dream eventually, or to say, okay, I have come to a certain point in my life to really deserve this art piece.
So I interrupt you. So use the word deserve. That's an emotionally charged word. That means someone has earn something. Does that mean that your buyers are younger now than they were?
Absolutely, and particularly not only because of the products we have recently launched that's automatically brought that younger audience into our market, but also because people, particularly here in the United States, are understanding more and more what Rolls-Royce stands for.
If you could talk about what is unique in the customer experience. There's the buying experience, there's the quality that's put in. Talk through the whole process someone goes through when they're first interested in a Rolls-Royce, and then how do they determine which Rolls-Royce, what specific elements they want, what type of wood, how does that work out?
I mean, overall, our company, it's every day, I would say, turning more and more customer-centric and customer-oriented. And as you mentioned it before, for your question, I mean, it's the whole experience. I cannot just say it's one thing that is relevant within this unique customer experience, but it starts already from our events. I mean, we're heavily investing in experiential marketing activities where we only not mingle and try to interact with our current customers, but where we also attract together with relevant partnerships and affinity partners new potential buyers. But once we have identified them, once we have really raised their attention and somehow caught their interest into Rolls-Royce and a potential product, then you have the whole, let's say, kind of journey where it goes up to the final delivery of the car, where we have the dealers in between. I mean, many of our customers, they go to Goodwood, the home of Rolls-Royce. I mean, we have just one single plant and 1.5 hour away from London, a beautiful area there in West Sussex, where we generally produce almost handmade every single car in that facility. Where going back, we very often send many of those customers to go there to our private office to configure or to finalize the configuration, actually the one or the other creation of any bespoke accessory, to then come up with the final product, send it to the line, produce it, and then of course we have the whole ceremony of handing over the car. And I mean, most of our customers, once they have not only ordered the Rolls-Royce, but once they have driven it, many of our customers then end up buying 2, 3, 4.
They buy 2, 3, 4.
Yes, I mean, they start buying one, of course, and also in addition, while we have expanded our model lineup in the last years, we have realized that many of our customers start with a Ghost, for example, a sedan, but then while they are potentially snowbirds that they have in a house in Florida, then they buy an additional Dawn, a convertible. And that throughout their life cycle and lifetime, they add up including additional units into their family, let's say.
And I understand you now have an SUV, right? And that's quite a waiting list to get on there. You can't just get one, right?
Yes, and I wish I could get
more. Talk about the whole process of how you came up with the idea that we're going to do a Rolls-Royce SUV. Because after, say, 100 years, you know, you think, okay, this is what it is, but now this is a big change.
Yes, Robert, we still sell products, cars. Of course, we have heavily focused on the lifestyle, on this bespoke and, as I said, craftsmanship. But, of course, we also live in modern life, modern business. We are within an industry which is very dynamic, and clearly the trend, I would say, in the last decade, and particularly in North America and the U.S., is the evolution of the SUVs. And of course, Rolls-Royce couldn't just look somewhere else and be out of this kind of trend. What we could definitely, yes, do it very smartly and balanced is to come finally with a SUV. And what we always say, we have the Rolls-Royce of the SUVs, and not only SUVs, but of course, because of that, it's also an all-wheel drive product. So we have been really able to come up with the right product for the American market, and this automatically has been also, in our case, particularly in the U.S., a game changer, where we have been able to attract not only a new audience, potential buyers, but particularly also a younger audience.
And the average age of a Rolls-Royce owner, I understand it's something like 40?
Correct. We are now 42.
Which I never would have guessed.
Exactly.
It's 42.
And that's the image that most of
So if you're 41 listening, look out.
That's a car to have, absolutely. But this is what currently is really changing, and is what's turning our brand every day more and more attractive. And of course, our dealers are also supportive and benefiting from it and spreading out the message throughout the region.
Now, the most popular color is?
That varies. I mean, the most popular, I would say, people still tend to be not as, I say, creative, and many times they're a bit more conservative, so they're still going more into the blacks and gray areas. But this is also changing with Cullinan, and what I must say is that we have also really strengthened our Black Badge concept, which is a special line of products for our Ghost, Dawn, Wraith, and now recently, a couple of days ago, we launched Cullinan. We are introducing a more sportier, aggressive, but also more, let's say, charismatic product for, I would say, even for the night or darker side of our customer.
The darker side of a Rolls-Royce customer. That sounds interesting. Let's just talk about quality. So, obviously, that's one of your big strengths, and you only manufacture in one place.
Correct.
In England.
Yes.
How do you maintain the integrity of the quality? Because you can't mess up anything. Do you have people work there for three generations, or how do you do
that?
Well,
that's part of our DNA. It's one part of our main premises of doing business. I mean, we also are part of the BMW Group umbrella. So as you can imagine, that's a must. And again, since it is highly bespoke and the craftsmanship is so detailed and so many hours of dedication into every single product, and we can also afford to make sure that once a car leaves Goodwood, leaves the factory, it is absolutely fulfilling not only the highest standard of the industry, but that we make sure that we satisfy the quality and the demand of our customers. So everything works and 100% as expected.
If someone right now says, I'm inspired, I want to buy a Rolls Royce, what website do they go to?
They just go to the official Rolls Royce website. I mean, as a company, we also have the benefit of having just one global clear brand strategy. And I would, of course, suggest to go to the Rolls-Royce Motor Cars website in the UK.
Okay, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you create something to be a lifestyle brand and what are the key differentiations there. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight,
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Martin Fritches, who is the president of Rolls-Royce Motor Cars of North America. So you've spoken before, it's bespoke, it's a lifestyle brand, it's not just a car. How do you really do that? Who do you partner with? How do you create, is it like you're with a company like a Quintessentially, or...
Well, here, of course, we have our own strategy as a subsidiary of Rolls-Royce and Goodwood here for North America, where we have investing heavily resources and budget, of course, on experiential marketing. And here what we do is we kind of separate the events in kind of three tiers. I would say the first tier are the major, I would even say, taking place in the U.S. There are global events like Pebble Beach, mm-hmm. where there are certain, what we have is one of the biggest events in the States, where the highest number of ultra-high net worth individuals are attending. So these are kind of events where we traditionally have been present, and we will continue to be present together with, of course, the relevant to our brand and experience affinity partnerships that we work with them together in this kind of events. Going a little bit back to your initial questions, we also try to tier per industry according to our brand image and brand moment in the market, which could be potentially the relevant brands that could match within our strategy. So then, of course, we
and could that
them.
Be in food and
several
hotels,
industries?
And
I mean,
any,
from watches, from hotels, resorts, up to yes, food, restaurants, and the wine industry. I mean, even when it comes to jets, we partner with two or three companies that, mm-hmm. that sell or rent private airplanes. I mean, you name it. You have several industries, from yachts as well. So the idea is to create or be part in an environment where we not only come ourselves as a brand and unique concept and product, but also mingle or participate of an environment where, of course, you have other potential customers linked to our relevant brand that are of our interest as well.
Yeah. Okay, so on this radio show, you have about 600,000 listeners, mostly CEOs listening
yes.
in. So CEOs are very discerning in everything they do, but you have a unique value proposition of getting people to buy, and it's the most discerning customers. What insights do you have about working with the most discerning customers and the right way? And maybe practices that CEOs themselves could learn in their business.
Yes, I mean, there are a couple of key topics here, or key elements, but we have mentioned it before. We have a very strong brand. We are lucky to have a very unique product, so we have to make this very clear to our customers, our potential customers, that they really understand it, and that's one of my major challenges currently here in the United States, and where we have the major growth potential to really convey that message. But basically, it's all about quality, and we, as being part of the BMW group, we can, and we are perfectly covering that, so we make sure that we deliver not only the best experience and lifestyle, but also the best product and the quality behind it. But at the end, what I've been realizing now almost over a year in my function and going from east to west, attending events, PR events, I mean, I went to Canada, everywhere, it's all about relationship, gaining the trust of the customers, the confidence in the brand, and that, of course, we start creating a kind of a family within Rolls-Royce to create a sense of community, and that Rolls-Royce, yes, is something truly special, unique, but still it's something affordable and enjoyable.
And as president, what's your number one job?
Say it again.
What's your number one job? What's most important to you as president of Rolls-Royce Motor Cars?
To me, it's all about customer satisfaction at the end. And customer satisfaction, I would use or translate it into a more bright, a broader description. It's not just particularly the final customer, but into an extent also what I consider them. They are partners, but even the dealers, our dealer network, they are also kind of customers, because very many times we are in a market which is not all units are being configured and then bespoke right away. Some are built to stock units. So at the end, I also consider heavily our dealers as, of course, past partners, but also reliable, strong, effective customers.
Let me ask you this. When you were a kid, what did you think of the brand of Rolls-Royce? Were you experienced with it at all or not?
Yes, yeah, and I even used to have a matchbox.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do remember. As I used to have, of course, from other brands too, and particularly German brands. But to me, it was always a pinnacle. It was like, as it is still nowadays, when you want to really bring something to the next level, or you're ambitious and your aim was, okay, that's the best. It's the Rolls-Royce off. I mean, I grew up also, of course, I watched movies, and one of the other movies where you used to have Rolls-Royce as products and something really very spectacular, unique, exclusive, and even the sense of kind of royalty, and it was something very special.
And then you were in the BMW family,
yes,
working as an executive for a number of years. What did you learn from there? And then what was it like your first day being CEO of Rolls-Royce Motor Cars North America?
I mean, I've been working for almost 20 years for the group. Actually, no, it will turn 20 years. I work for all the brands in different markets. I mean, every experience, obviously you have takeaway and some very relevant, interesting learnings. Mostly my background is from volatile markets, so maybe what I've learned from that side of my background, let's say, entering now Rolls-Royce, which is a far more stable business, a very exclusive business, in a market which doesn't have that volatility, I could say that from that perspective, I brought some agility into business, time to market, and kind of a more open, I would even dare to say, modern mindset into the brand, which for the American market and particularly for the US, it is not only very important, but this is what opens up huge opportunities for our market.
You mentioned the customer experience. Rolls-Royce is actually, you're growing significantly these
yes.
days. What is the future of Rolls-Royce?
I mean, Rolls-Royce will continue. I see a very bright future overall. Of course, we will continue to follow the market trends. I would say not necessarily in terms of product, but particularly, yes, when it comes to new technologies. And it wouldn't be a surprise if within the next decade, for example, we'll see an electric Rolls-Royce. Why not?
And
that could be very possibly within our plans, or continue to bring more innovation when it comes to connectivity, for example, as you have it also with some other brands. So at the end, as I said, very positive, bringing up new technologies, and of course continue to bring up new customers and attract new audiences into our business.
Martin, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
My pleasure, Robert. Thank you very much.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO show elevates business, the economy, and society.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society. Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Lisa Gable. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And Lisa is the CEO of FAIR, which is Food Allergy Research and Education.
Exactly.
Started in 2012, but growing rapidly. And this is something that you will be amazed how many people this impacts. It's something like 32 million Americans. Talk about what the organization is.
So FAIR is focused on helping individuals with life-threatening food allergies. Right now, there are no therapies for someone who is allergic to the food. If they eat it accidentally, they basically have to take an epinephrine auto-injector and run to the emergency room. It is life-threatening. You can die within 3 minutes of eating the food. It's a growing public health epidemic. It's shot up since 1998 to 32 million Americans, 2 children in every classroom.
Ballpark, what was it in 1998?
In 98, we actually didn't have the figures, but what we do know is that the numbers began to rise exponentially to 15 million very rapidly. Basically, in 98, a couple of things happened. One is we have what's called the hygiene theory. We started creating products that made life very clean. People were living in cities. There was this heavy cleanliness that was going on, and there's a comorbidity between asthma, eczema, and allergies, and so all began to rise due to the success of cleanliness. The second thing is, in around that time period, they told mothers not to eat the allergens and not to feed them to their children until they were 2 years old, and that was actually the wrong thing to tell people. So all of a sudden, you had this population of children that were born during that time period who weren't being desensitized to the food.
So we're going to talk later about what you're doing and your terrific funding emphasis that you're doing and your important work. But let's just talk about allergies. So tons of people have peanut allergies. That's something known. What can be done with something like that?
Well, the exciting thing on peanut allergies, it's one of 9 allergens, it's about 8 million people, is that the first 2 therapies are going through FDA for approval right now. As I noted before, currently there are no therapies, but what we do know is by January, we believe that the FDA will approve one of the therapies, which is called Aimmune's product. Secondarily, there's a product made by DBV that we anticipate will move into market at the end of next year. At that point, those 8 million Americans can start basically taking incremental amounts of the peanut in 2 different forms. One is a patch, one is oral, and that will desensitize them and create a mechanism where they can increase their tolerance over a multi-month period of time.
So that means some people have intense reactions where right. They can even die and their throat clogs up. What will that do for someone like that? Could that lessen it? So that could be life-saving. Yeah.
It would. And the people that are most interested are parents because the initial therapies are targeted towards children 4 to 17. And as you can imagine, it's very easy to protect your child when they're young. But as they begin to move into their teenage years, and especially when they go to college, a parent's greatest fear is accidental ingestion. What if they're at a fraternity party, somebody throws a peanut and it lands in their beer? They could die. And so for the parent, the reason they're interested in these therapies is by creating a tolerance, even a tolerance to just an accidental ingestion, 1 or 2 peanuts would actually save that child's life.
Okay, so that's peanuts, 8 million people. What are the other allergies people should be aware of?
The other allergies are tree nut, which also are other forms of walnuts and things, sesame, egg, fish, which are called finfish, shellfish, wheat, and other products that like milk.
And so my wife just went gluten-free, and everywhere you hear people going gluten-free, that seems to somehow have escalated. Why is that? Is it something in our environment, or why has gluten-free become such a big thing? I'm still okay with it.
You know, there is a slightly different issue, which is we talk a lot about the gut microbiome, which is really what's affecting people who've developed celiac disease. There are about 15 million Americans, I believe, with celiacs. That's an intolerance to gluten. The other thing that is also...
That's even more than peanuts.
That's even more
almost
than peanuts.
Twice.
Exactly. But combined with that, you do have it as a dietary trend. And mm-hmm. so, one of the things that we know is it became a market for the food and beverage companies, and they began to amplify health benefits from gluten-free. But people do have to understand there's a distinct difference between a food sensitivity and a life-threatening food allergy or having celiacs. Both of those, celiacs will have someone end up in the hospital in the severe condition. A life-threatening food allergy would kill you. Food sensitivities have different impacts on individuals.
This is Robert Grease on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. Today we're here with Lisa Gable, and she is the CEO of FAIR, Food, Allergy, Research, and Education. And this is the leading organization in trying to eradicate all of these challenges in allergies. And so we're going to talk about raising money now, because right. You've done some tremendous work. And after that, after the break, we're actually going to find out what you do if you don't know you have an allergy, what types of advice you'll have for that.
Sure.
But let's focus on this. So you have recently put together your strategic plan, and now you're focusing on raising money, and you've been super successful. I think $62
million. Actually, $67.8
million. Well, that's fast. I mean, you spoke recently, and, you know, here you go.
And hopefully at the end of today, even more than that from what I got a text on earlier. So it's an exciting time. Basically, I came into FAIR 18 months ago and was asked to restructure the organization. And so we did an 89% restructure of the organization. At the same time, we accelerated our fundraising, set a $200 million goal, and we've been pleased to raise $67.8 million committed against that goal. We did it in one way, which is that we brought in someone from LEK Consulting. It's one of the top consulting organizations for the pharmaceutical and biotech industry. We had him put together what's called a landscape treatment document, and essentially he mapped out all the various products that will be going through FDA approval and through clinical trials over the next 5 years. And then he identified where the holes are, where's the unmet need.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And so we have the unmet need, we have the 5-year plan, and then around that we build a plan for where we needed to make investment to accelerate research that would be transformational. How do we fill the holes? How do we remove barriers from the road? How do we remove regulatory barriers, because the only way this is going to work is if you can accelerate getting product to market. And so FAIR has a clinical network, 33 clinical networks across the country. We're in the process of restructuring those. And the number one aim is time to market. Our goal is to establish both discovery centers that have transformational research capabilities, clinical trials, and then from a manufacturing perspective, if you think about it, we have to basically feed the process. We have to identify the patients who will participate in those trials. And so we have a 5-year plan. It is built like a manufacturing process. It is designed to identify where the holes are, and now we're raising money and executing to fill those holes.
And that's pretty exciting. So where are you actually getting the money from?
The money right now is from high net worth individuals. I would mm-hmm. say about 10% of our income over the last year has come from companies, both consumer product good companies as well as pharmaceutical companies. But the majority of those funds are high net worth individuals. They're individuals of great wealth who have the capability to give a million plus donation. And combined with that, they have had their own children go through this process. Their children are now 21 years old. They've participated in the clinical trials, so they know that if they can go through a process called desensitization, or OIT, oral immunotherapy, that they actually will avoid risk when they go to college. And they want that lack of risk to be available to all children.
And as you mentioned, that's the real challenge. They could handle the children while they're young,
right.
But once they go off to college, something could happen.
It does, and it's really accidental ingestion is exactly what they talk about. In some cases, people's allergies are so severe that just with a trace of food, you can go into anaphylaxis, which is basically shutting down of two systems. And if one of those systems is your capacity to breathe, obviously that can be life-threatening.
Absolutely. What is the website, if anyone is interested in finding out more about FAIR, which is, again, Food, Allergy, Research, and Education?
They should go to foodallergy.org.
foodallergy.org. And when they go there, what are they going to find?
Well, right now, they'll find our number of educational materials. They'll find our information about the research. We're actually going to be relaunching the website in January, at which point we'll actually be making publicly available that information I talked about, which is that landscape treatment document, where the research is going, and a deep dive on both the research as well as tools that they need for the newly diagnosed. Once they discover they have an allergen, how do you keep your child and yourself safe?
And on that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we are going to find out what you do if you don't know that you are allergic to something. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. Where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lisa Gable, who is the CEO of FAIR, which is Food Allergy Research and Education. The website again is?
Foodallergy.org.
So here's the question. There are many people who are hospitalized, who have diseases, who have chronic issues, and they don't know why they do it, why they have these. I am guessing a lot of these have to do with allergies. Like maybe they have episodes every Thursday night, but every Thursday night they're ingesting something and they don't realize. What advice do you have? What insights do you have on
that? Sure. There are two things going on right now. One is food sensitivities, where people are developing sensitivities as they get older to food they've eaten their entire life. And that can be helped through dietary changes, which is really what doctors recommend. However, when you have a life-threatening food allergy, we are now starting to see adults who've eaten a food their entire life who will go into anaphylaxis. And I think everyone needs to understand a little bit more about what that is. Anaphylaxis is a shutting down of two systems. As I mentioned, where it becomes life-threatening is if they start having their airwaves shut down.
What do they do if that happens to someone?
Or
you see it happening?
You ask if anyone in the room has an epinephrine auto-injector, an EpiPen, as it's known commonly. If someone does, if you're in a restaurant, if you're lucky, someone's got one, and you call 911 immediately.
But will Benadryl help or not really?
Not really. If you are having full-blown anaphylaxis, you need epinephrine.
Okay. On that note, so let's now talk about CEOs. We have, like, say, 600,000 CEOs listening into this. Why is this relevant? I mean, it sounds to me it's really of interest, but why is this relevant to CEOs?
Sure. We are at an amazing inflection point right now where you have great changes taking place in the pharmaceutical industry. In the agricultural space, we have gene editing. Gene editing is actually very helpful potentially to this category because you could actually edit out the protein that is at the point of seed that's creating anaphylaxis. And then we have consumer product goods companies getting into this space. What we want CEOs to understand is there are 32 million Americans who currently you're losing market share. They can't eat your food if you are a CPG company. So normally you look at market gain, but the reality is it's market loss, because when you lose one child in the classroom who can't eat peanut butter or who can't eat the cupcake,
the whole class
you lose
cannot
the whole
have,
class.
Right.
When you lose one family member, you lose the entire family member. Our families, if they have a milk allergy, milk is a very tactile, has a reaction. They get rid of milk. Milk is not in the house. And so what we want CEOs in that category to understand is that that you're losing market share. You're losing X number against however person can eat.
Okay, so Lisa, that's a great argument for all of our listeners who are producing eggs and milk and, you know, and gluten and
so
stuff.
Agriculture.
But what, okay, but agriculture. But what about CEOs who are in technology and something totally unrelated in finance?
Sure.
How does this tie in?
Well, if you're in the airline industry, we want airlines to consider us to be a valued customer. We are very brand loyal customers. And so if we know that American Airlines just recently announced that they're going to have epinephrine auto-injectors on their airplanes. We found out that Alaskan and Hawaii will. All of a sudden, there are 32 million Americans. They're going to start flying on those airlines because they're going to feel safer. So that's for the airline industry. If you're in the retail space, making sure that you have products available that are free from is going to increase market share. If you're in the agricultural space, what I'm telling people is I worked on GMOs. In this particular case, it's a very controversial issue, but gene editing could save this population. This gene editing could actually reverse the rise of food allergies if it's successful. They're testing it on peanuts. They're testing it on wheat. It's a great market to get into, and let us be the ones demanding that you get into that market. Let us be the chorus for you as you get into the market.
That's interesting. And then I guess there's the other piece of it where there's actually 1 out of 10 Americans have this if it's, you know, 30.
They do, and 2 kids in every classroom. And so when you talk about technology, now there's a company called NEMA. It's a startup with about $24 million in investment. What it does is it has that ultimate protection. You go into a restaurant with your family. They tell you that the food doesn't have your allergen in it, but you're still not sure you're going to trust them because that waiter is 18 years old. And so you take something off the plate, you put it into the technology, it tells you whether or not there's actually cross-contamination. So from a technology standpoint, again, very exciting things. Auto-injectors, if you think about it, that's a medical device.
Let's talk about your leadership philosophy. So you became CEO of FAIR in 2018, but prior to that, you were deeply involved in the government. As a matter of fact, you were responsible for reducing 6.4 trillion calories from America. Is that correct?
We did. We took 6.4 trillion calories out of the food supply, 35% of the food supply. I worked for 16 food and beverage CEOs. It was a self-regulatory initiative. We basically, across their entire product portfolio, took down sugar.
And that was a lot with PepsiCo as well.
Exactly. Pepsi, General Mills, Coca-Cola, Smucker's, Bumblebee. It was a wide variety of companies coming together, Kellogg.
I love it. I've interviewed all of those CEOs.
And they're
those
my favorite.
Those are great companies because
great companies
they're making
who
a healthier
care about
world.
Their consumers. And so what they did is we were able to drive 99% of sales during that same time period from lower calorie products. They met consumer demand. The food tasted good. They could meet taste, product, and convenience, the things you want to be able to do, as well as the price point that people are looking for. And all of a sudden, we created both a market trend and we met the needs of a number of people who were trying to manage their weight. And we were actually able to show, according to the Institute of Medicine, decreases in obesity across certain socioeconomic classes.
So what's the secret to being healthy then? That's not exactly this discussion, but I think you'll have some insight.
Well, the secret to being healthy is do your own education, figure out what it is that's causing whatever challenges you have, which would be medical history, taking advantage of the resources that are available. We are so fortunate in this country because you do have a group of American CEOs who came together in this particular case to change the food supply. And they were the market makers. And so as a result, the food supply changed, and we have the numbers, changed over a multi-year period of time. But then it's up to you because you still have issues around portion control. It doesn't help us very much if we've reduced sugars and fats in your food and then you're eating twice as much of it. All of a sudden, you're back to the same calories. But we're basically providing you with the opportunities.
So let's talk about your advice. You have 2 minutes left in terms of leadership, in terms of raising money. What advice do you have?
You want to speak with facts? That was one thing I was always taught when I started my career at Intel Corporation with Craig Barrett, who was the CEO of Intel. Speak with facts. He would tell me, eat your own dog food. So if you start to do something, test it out yourself, whether it's technology, whether it's the customer service. He would make me sit on the phone and call the hotline and pretend to be a customer and see how it felt. Those two issues, being able to put yourself in the customer situation, always view everything from the customer, whether it's a high net worth donor, whether it's a billionaire with a particular interest, or whether it's the mom and dad on the street, you always have to look at it from the customer viewpoint, and you always, always have to delve into it at the deepest level to understand what motivates your customer.
And there you have it. Lisa, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.